Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, looking at patchy morning fog, some rain, cloudy conditions. We'll have a high of about 57 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 50. It's also 50 in Burlington, Milwaukee 49, 47 in Racine. Last night, the Racine County Board voted again to sell the Ridgewood Care Center, this time to Illinois-based Altitude Health Services. Purchase price is still $10 million. Supervisor Bob Miller still opposing the sale of the county's nursing facility.
My strong belief is that the current elected officials in this room and those who will follow us are the best people to continue to ensure excellence and accountability at Ridgewood. Mr. Chairman, I cannot vote to change that, so I will oppose the sale.
Supervisor Janet Bernberg urging her colleagues to approve the sale, noting that the county doesn't need to own Ridgewood for its services to be available to county residents.
You must remember that continued ownership also carries with it financial risks of unlimited liability and litigation. The new owners have made a commitment to the ownership for at least 5 years. They will also have to abide by the rigorous nursing home regulations that Wisconsin has.
The county began the process of selling the facility, of course, last year, eventually beginning talks with Villa Healthcare, but those talks ended without a deal. And then the talks began with Altitude. Last night's vote, 15-4. This allows continued negotiations toward a final agreement, potentially this summer. Some of the words describing Racine County from a recent mission statement survey include community, family, innovative, friendly, development, opportunity, growth. Words the county executive Jonathan Delagrave said during his State of the County address last night that the community embodies, embraces, and inspires. He mentioned several businesses and industries that have recently committed to either locate or expand in Racine County, like InSinkErator, Fisher USA, Grand Appliance, Big R, Norco Manufacturing, and Johnson Insurance.
These are just a few of the many notable economic development projects that have been recently announced. These projects, in partnership, of course, with Racine County Economic Development Corporation, will result in nearly $88 million in private investment, including $46 million in new construction.
He also said there are significant challenges and barriers to future economic growth. He talked about the importance of getting water and sewer out to the interstate and the need for a state plan to fund and complete the I-94 project. He alluded to recent emergency management training received by dozens of local officials in saying there's a silent, deadly tornado in our midst that's called Adverse Childhood Experiences, or ACEs. Said it increases the odds that a child will experience and possibly perpetuate future trauma.
We are, Racine County, is uniquely positioned to play a vital role in coordinating and educating the existing programs or children and adults in our community. HSD will partner with the Central Racine County Health Department and the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in efforts to interrupt and disrupt this troubling cycle. Together, using an intentional and thoughtful process, we will create a community-wide trauma-informed network of support for our children and families.
At the end of the speech, Delagrave introduced the county's new mission statement. Racine County cultivates innovative, sustainable, and valued opportunities for community and economic growth. Well, for those of you who like to plan ahead, the State Department of Transportation's announced reconstruction going to start next month in Union Grove on Highway 45 from 7th Avenue to Highway 20, and that'll be done in two phases.
The 3.5-mile project includes a new surface and a roundabout replacing signals at Highway C. Stage 1 will go north from 7th Avenue near Union Grove High School to just north of Church Road and be completed this fall. A full closure of the roadway is scheduled to begin June 5th. Stage 2 is scheduled to begin next spring with a full closure of Highway 45 from just north of Church Road to Highway 20 until the fall of 2018. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha County's first beer garden set to open up Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, a renovated picnic shelter site on the south end of Petrifying Springs Park. Last evening, the Summers Village Board unanimously approved a probationary entertainment license. The beer garden is to be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., the entertainment limited only to Saturdays. Board previously had granted beer and wine licenses on the condition that the operators of the beer garden had a signed contract with the county. Bar owners in Racine will be getting a few more details about why they're being called before the Public Safety and Licensing Committee instead of just a notification to show up at City Hall on a certain date. The move stemming from the case of Dawn Burby and her bar called Curmudgeons on Rapids Drive and her claiming no knowledge of alleged multiple incidents involving police other than a reported fight outside last month and two other situations in January and October. Alderman Sandy Winder saying it's only fair to notify the bar owners about what's going on there.
They need the information coming from the clerk's office along with the business so that they can reach out to that business owner and have a conference prior to this meeting so we can get our heads together and talk about what the issues are and how they can best be dealt with before they come to the committee.
Deputy City Clerk Tara McManaman suggested sending a list of relevant incidents based on police reports, though not the actual reports, to the owner and the alderman of that district. Residents of Racine County apparently getting an increasing number of scam phone calls these days, even the sheriff and one county board supervisor being targeted. A news release from the sheriff's office indicates one victim received a call from somebody claiming to be from the IRS and that there was a warrant out for tax fraud. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling said he got a similar call. The scammer hung up, though, when he identified himself. Sheriff's departments put out a number of reminders that the IRS does not make phone calls to taxpayers without prior contact and does not require immediate payment or request payment by a specific method or through a third party. The agencies received reports about this aggressive, sophisticated phone scam from all over the country. Nexus Solutions specializes in 21st century learning facilities, having done work for, among others, Kenosha Unified in the past, and was hired by the Union Grove School District Board to help look at future facilities needs, something that may get some attention with the goal of possible referendum questions in the immediate future. MyRacineCounty.com says the district administrator, Al Mahlerskoff, and other school officials dealt with an update at a facilities needs study at Monday's school board meeting based on Nexus presenting a series of options. Those options will be getting some more consideration with what's listed as a board retreat coming up on June the 21st. Plans by Racine Unified to update and expand the science classroom setting at Horlick High School, which hit a bump in the road with recent bids over $1 million more than initial projections. Those plans are going to continue on a fast track toward getting some of that work done this summer. A special board meeting last evening had Chief Operations Officer David Hazen explaining that a closer look at the numbers and some other project moves can make this all happen for just over $4.8 million. Superintendent Lolly Haas reminding the board they added the Horlick Science Rooms to the original plan because of so many more students going after science classes.
We were moving forward with the Horlick Fieldhouse and then looking at our science enrollment and the enrollment in our biomedical sciences classes, which has gone from about 60 kids to about 400 kids at Case, for example. And similarly, we quickly realized that we needed to look at those. And as we're launching the academy, we're seeing we want to do something every year to build out those academy spaces. So the science lab sort of popped up.
The scope of the Horlick Science Classroom project changes only slightly on the construction side in terms of how it gets done, not the quality of what's to be built. The board also approving the needed furniture purchase for Horlick. New president of Carthage College, he's enrolled in college himself at the age of 15. It's announced the school has that John R. Swallow is unanimously the new leader to succeed Gregory Woodward, who's heading off to the University of Hartford. Swallow coming to Carthage from the University of South, informally known as Sewanee, for the Tennessee community in which it is located. Now, Swallow says he wasn't exactly looking to relocate to any particular area, but he does have relatives in the Chicago area.
Our kids are in college, and Cameron and I are excited about a new chapter, and it's a big country. But Carthage was just a delightful opportunity, particularly it's well located on a lake, close to some major metropolitan areas, and so all of those things were deeply attractive.
He has two master's degrees and a Ph.D. from Yale. Swallow becomes the 23rd president in the 170-year history of Carthage. A decision earlier this month by the Twin Lakes Protection and Rehabilitation District Board of Commissioners to spend up to $4,500 to have a Department of Agriculture roundup of adult and juvenile geese and have them euthanized led to a meeting with concerned citizens and animal lovers at the Salem Community Library. The director and founder of Peach Wildlife Rehabilitation in Paddock Lake, Rehana Fatek, is now leading a campaign to stop what she indicates would be an unnecessary slaughter of the geese, and which she tells the Kenosha News is both inhumane and unethical. She told those gathered about better alternatives like fencing around affected locations, biodegradable fog to drive away the geese, devices to scare them away, and oiling up the eggs to prevent them from hatching. She plans to submit a petition to Twin Lakes officials and talking to the community more about the alternatives. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.